This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. In the wake of COVID-19, digital disruption is accelerating throughout Southeast Asia, and businesses that are unable to adapt quickly to new digitizing processes risk being left behind. In fact, industry players leveraging on technology have been able to stabilize their enterprises as they digitize day-to-day operations, allowing them to fuel efficiency, oversee processes more conveniently, and maximize revenue streams. On the phone with me right now, I have Benny Toh. He is the CEO of Mobile One Technology. They're a business-to-business software as a service company focused on providing customized mobile business solutions to field force management, as well as marketing and engagement management. Benny, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Richard. Thank you for having me today.
Absolute pleasure. First question I want to ask you, Benny. For people that are just tuning in right now, what is field force management, if they've not heard of it before?
Okay. Field force management is part of the total workforce management solution. They are more referring to a vertical of field services. In my space, they are referring to a promoter, mm-hmm. a merchandiser, a field auditor that deployed to the field to execute some in-store promotion and activities.
I see. So essentially what your software provides is you are letting clients know where these field operatives are, these field workers are, and what it is that they're doing.
I think to know whether they have attended to a call, that is one part of the requirement. But it's more into empowering the field to know what is the task that is required to perform when they visit a store.
I see. I suppose that's probably because if you're in that store by yourself, you don't want to be calling up your boss every 5 minutes and finding out what the heck is going on. And if you can go into one place, all the details are there for you. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, that's a bit right.
Right. And how has this helped with productivity recently?
Okay. During the COVID-19, most of the workforce are not allowing to go back to the office. Yeah. Mm. So with the digital solution of platform like us, we're actually providing a better communication with the field force. So the daily tasks, the activities, the visitation schedule are actually cascading down to the mobile phone of that particular field force. So they are not required to call back the office. They can function as per normal during the COVID-19, except the MCO lockdown.
Mm. And how many companies right now are you kind of helping out with this service?
Okay, I think we have close to, in the Asia-Pacific region, so we are not present in Malaysia only, we have present in Thailand and Philippines and Indonesia. We are close to about 40 companies that are running our platforms and uses us to their day-to-day activities.
Right. And how are things, obviously, you know, staff are no longer allowed to go back to the office and one thing or another, but how else has COVID changed things? You know, what have been some of the major process changes that we've seen in some of the maybe the larger companies over the last few months?
Okay, COVID-19 has changed a lot in how they function. They used to be able to visit more stores with all the lockdown, with the social distancing. I think they have reduced the number of visitations per day for every of the workforce. So with this, the most of the businesses have to now better and more clearly define and precisely define the activity of each of their workforce. So with a digital platform like this, they definitely benefit from it. They were able to gather information on the fly, and the management were able to view everything digitally through a portal.
Mm. Okay, well, let's rewind a little bit then and talk to me about the beginnings of Mobile One Technology. How is it that you got involved with it, and how did you start the company? What happened? Tell me the kind of birth of it.
Okay. I've been in the F&G industry for the last 20 years. I started a different company called Far East back in year 2000. We've been servicing FMCG since then. It's by a chance, by opportunity in year 2013. I saw this opportunity. I see many of the promoter merchandisers, they are working with paper and pen. So I asked them a question, how do you do a reporting? They say, yeah, we write out a paper and pen with some, we send it to our supervisor. Our supervisor will send the backroom key punching all information into the system. Mm. They say, wow, that is very manual intensive. So they will get the report once a week. I say, what if I can produce you a system, provide you a system, then you can have a daily tracking of everything. They say, well, that is something that they want to consider. So that's how we started. We started to develop the system from ground out in 2013. We have our first customer in 2014 who has managed about 800 weekend promoter. That promoter were on Saturday and Sunday.
And how long did it take you to kind of develop the software behind it?
We started with a very small team. It's about six of us when we started off the business. Today, we're evolved to about 20 overhead counts. As the business grow, as the coverage grows to this Asia Pacific region, our size grow as well.
Mm. And is it a difficult piece of software to develop, do you think, relatively speaking?
I think in terms of development, technical development is not difficult, but it's a know-how. It's a know-how of the business.
Mm.
You have to understand the business rule. Yeah? We develop a software that has to run offline. You see, those promoters and merchandisers, they work in a store which doesn't have a signal sometimes, yeah? So we need to have a software that functions fully offline. So they don't require internet connection, they still can function as a normal.
Right.
That is a difficulty that we are facing, to how to replicate data from server to the mobile phone, everything.
Right. And how does that work then? I mean, if these workers are offline, so what do? They have a portal on their phone or some kind of spreadsheet kind of material that they fill in. And then when they do get internet connectivity, it updates to your server. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we are very close to this. We have a mobile app that runs offline.
Right.
But we have a background engine that has a data connection real-time to our server. So whenever we find a signal, our data will auto-synchronize to our server without them clicking any button. So the offline functionality is in the morning, they will download templates, what they're supposed to do for the day or for the week. So when they visit a store, they don't need to have a connection to a server to complete the task it's supposed to require to complete.
Got it.
So the form will be sitting on the offline mobile app.
Got it. Okay, let's take a short break here. And when we come back, we can talk about some of the other applications that this is used for as well. I'm on the phone with Benny To. He's the CEO of Mobile One Technology. They're a business-to-business software as a service company focused on providing customized mobile business solutions to field force management as well as marketing and engagement management. We'll be right back in just a few moments. You are tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. On the phone line with me, I have Benny To. He's the CEO of Mobile One Technology. They're a business-to-business software as a service company focused on providing customized mobile business solutions to field force management as well as marketing and engagement management. Benny, you wanted to speak about the importance of digital transformation and the future of businesses from a sales and field service management point of view. Expand on that for me. Are there companies still out there that are still using paper and pen to do this service?
Yes, there are still some companies using paper and pen, but largely they have used some kind of digital platform like WhatsApp or SMS messaging. But that is not good enough because those methods, the data are not organized. They are not able to be guided, provide a guided form to the user. So a digital transformation, I think, is essentially very important for businesses, especially on the mobile workforce, to manage them better. So a system like us actually helping them to able to understand what happened in the field, to have a shortened time to do a reporting. So this is very, very critical because in F&G industry, everything moves fast. Everything has to respond instantly. So that is a technology that they can leverage to help them achieve what they want to do.
Has there been any feedback from any of the, the employees in terms of privacy or having to check in and this kind of stuff? Perhaps they're not comfortable about doing this? Is privacy an issue within your business, do you think?
Yes. I think this is quite common when we introduce the system to a new prospect or new company. Most of the field force, they're not used to being tracked. Of course, we don't really track them in every minute and every moment.
Right.
In fact, what we do is we only track when they check into the planned visitation call. They check into the store. We know what's the time, what's the date they're checking in. And when they check out, we track them how much time they spend in the store when they check out. We don't track every minute. The only example we track every minute is those trust service delivery. Those are the customers whereby they are required to be tracked every moment.
Right.
But with this tracking, they are providing a company gadget. They are not tracking on the personal devices.
I see. So the tracking is for like a product maybe that's going to be delivered somewhere or somebody who's delivering that product somewhere.
Yeah. That requires the tracking on real time to know where they are, have they done the delivery. But most of the workforce, we don't track them in that frequency. We need to know when they check into the store, when they check to the store. Prior to this, they also have some kind of form. When they visit the store, they refer the store manager to check and sign and say that prove they have visited the store. So it's similar. It's just transferring from manual into digital format.
And in terms of this tracking or this kind of idea, which companies or kind of which verticals is your business involved in that perhaps we might not know about?
My business today, we cover FMCG largely. We also provide a solution to building material. We provide a solution to a pharmaceutical company. We provide a solution to art and stationery. These are the four categories of business or vertical that we are in now.
I see. So these are companies that just need to know essentially where their stock is.
They need to know whether their distribution are on the list or they have any out of stock situation whereby they require replenishment by their sales team. So and they also going into merchandise item. If you talk about promoter, they are there also to sell it to the consumer. They are not just doing a stock checking; they are also selling to the consumer. They are pushing sales as well.
And how have you seen a lot of uptake to your company or other related companies since COVID has been around, or do you think it's been a little bit slow?
We do encounter some drop-off of sales because their industry technically can't operate because, for example, some activation was being locked down for the past 3 months. They can't do any activation. But we do have a customer that provides essential products. So that has continued, and they even have demanded more, because their essential supply are increasing, so they need more headcount. So we end of the day, we have a gain, we have a loss, but I think we are seeing that is quite promising in future.
Now, are there businesses or verticals out there, Benny, that you think would benefit from a service like this, but are not really utilizing it? They're not taking advantage of it.
I see a garment industry, example, those clothing industry, they have many promoters that they deploy into departmental store, especially those who have a consignment sales model whereby they're only able to calculate the sales at the end of the month based on the stock count. I think these are the industry whereby I believe they will be benefit from a solution like us. We can help them to track the store in the stock level in real time. Every day they'll know what the stock balance is.
And have you approached these companies?
We have not. But I think this is a potential area whereby my team should think about and venture into it. We have not, because today the four vertical for us is quite a lot of thing for us to chew now. Yeah.
I can imagine.
It's a big industry, yeah.
It seems to be a big industry. I just want to talk very briefly as we kind of wrap up this whole thing. When you sat down and you decided that you wanted to start this company with your partners, where did you manage to find funding from? Was that an easy thing to do?
Well, as I say, I have a business prior to this, so we have internal funding. But also because of we are an MSC company,
right.
And that do fund us initially. And also we have a lot of help. We get the funding from traders. It's a government initiative funding company for the local startup. So we really appreciate all the funding to help us to develop, to commercialize the product.
Right.
I mean, we really, really benefit from all this funding.
I see. And in just a few years' time, Benny, where do you hope that Mobile One technology will be? What do you see you guys being involved with in the next few years?
We are started to cover the neighboring country. We hope that our solution can be also expand to neighboring countries like Philippines and Thailand. We do have a couple of customers. I think the potential on this Southeast Asian region is very big because we have still a lot of promoter merchandise deployed into the field.
Mm.
So we are looking at expanding to Asia Pacific region.
Mm. Oh, I do have one last question for you. The data that's stored, is it encrypted in some way?
Oh, yes. The data is end-to-end encrypted. Yes, we have an encrypted and algorithm to encrypt the data when we send it back the data into our server.
Benny Toh, CEO of Mobile One Technology, thank you for spending the time talking to me today. Very interesting.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate your time to talk to me.
Absolute pleasure.
Look forward to hear your story from BFM.
Thank you. You have been listening to Open for Business here on Enterprise with me, Rich Bradbury, and Benny Toh, the CEO of Mobile One Technology. If you have any questions, get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. And if you missed any part of this show, you can listen to the podcast a little bit later on our website or via the apps that you might normally use, which are available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.